At the bottom of the sea, so deep that no anchor could ever reach the place, and where no human eye would ever see as far, there was once an undersea kingdom. The Sea King had 6 mermaid daughters. They were sisters, and all of them were very beautiful. The youngest one was the most beautiful of all. She was looked after by her grandmother, because the queen had changed into white foam a long time ago. It happened to every creature in the undersea world when their time came. The sisters often amused themselves in the palace. They played with the little fish, and in the king's garden they planted flowers which never knew the sun or the wind. However, the youngest princess was thinking forever about the other world, the world on the surface. She knew it only from her grandmother's talks. She told her some stories about lost sailors and shipwrecks. The Little Mermaid would have given anything to see this world with her own eyes. She wanted to feel the warm sun on her face and smell the flowers at least once. Her grandmother told her, "Sweetie, when you are 15, you'll be allowed to go out of the sea. You'll be able to bask in the sun on the cliffs and watch big ships which sail by here. You just have to wait for some time now." Finally, the longed-for day of the Little Mermaid's 15th birthday came. Her grandmother put a ribbon with pearls into her hair and a wreath on her head. It was the happiest moment in the life of the young mermaid. She swam quickly to the surface until she was above it. She looked directly into the sunset, and the sun stroked her face gently. Now the sun was even more beautiful than she had imagined before. It had all the shades of red, and the clouds around it looked like a fluffy duvet. Suddenly, the little mermaid saw a sailing boat, with white sails and high masts. There was some music coming from the boat, which was even louder after dark, and the lights shone in thousands of colours. The princess swam to one of the cabin windows and curiously looked inside. She saw a lot of beautifully dressed women and men. However, she liked the young prince with black hair the best.